Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol niyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
We see Atta Dishmai return to the beginning of this coming week's Parsha, Parshas Vayeshev. And we have right at the outset, Apostikimel of Perak Lamed Zayin V'Yisrael of Es Yosef Mikol Bonov, Why Ki Ven Zekunim Halo, Aviyasalo Ketonis Pasim. He fashions for him a Ketonis Pasim. Why? He loves Yosef from amongst all his other sons, Ki Ben Zekunim. Alright, it's Rashi, what's Ben Zekunim? Rashi, Pshuto Shemikwa Nibosh, and Ololo Leising Nuso. He was born to him in his elderly years. The Unklus Targim, Rashi brings the Unklus. What's Ben Zekunim Bar Chokim Hulei? Koma Shalomod Mishem Ve'Eber Masalov Rashi. Alpi the Medrashim Rashi Shabbat Parsha Pei Dalet and Oschas. Zokt Rashi Lechaira, what's bothering Rashi? Ben Zekunim, what do you mean? Ben Zekunim, Binyamin is the emistic of Ben Zekunim. I understand there was a tkufo when Yosef was the youngest, but so goes so at the end of Ayishlach. Arachel already gave birth to Binyamin. Binyamin is the emistic of Ben Zekunim, and we explained many before Shem point out that's why the brothers were jealous. Tahainu, if Yaakov is going to be Madiv Binyamin, everyone understands this, a special yachas, a very close filial connection. Family bonds of the parents to the youngest child. And we understand that. But now to have a Binyamin, that still he only gives a ketonis pasiv to Yosef HaTzadik b'miyuchad. And now all of a sudden, what's going to happen? Vayiru echav kiyoso avavim ikol echav. Vayisnu also vayilachlu damru l'sholom. So Mamela Rashi felt the need, he was margish the tzairach, that even though Ben Zekunim, in the world of pshat, the pshatim iluli, is indicative that he was the one born when Yaakov was already older in years, then it should have been Binyamin. Ella, what? This already gives Rashi the Pesach to opt for the Targum. Megillat Avkimam and Aleph, we know. Targum Unkelus, this is already a Kabbalah. We have it from Sinai. It says, Ok, Rashi, what's Ben Zekunim Bar Chokim? Because Koma Shalom and Bishem Ve'Ever Masalo. Everything he learned from the Yeshiva Shem and Ever, he gave over to Yosef HaTzadik. Let's be medayik. It's not simply that he was malamated to him. The choice wording is Moser Lo. Moser Lo, well, we encounter that in a few places. Of course, one of the most famous of them all, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai. Umesoro Le Yoshua. Hazok the Maral and Derechaim in the beginning of Alvis and Aleph Aleph. A Kabbalah means you're only Makabo, which your Seichel could be Kolate. Moshe Rabbeinu can only be Makabo whenever the Eibishter wanted it to be Makabo, standing at the apex at the summit of Sinai. Amashenki, whatever Moshe was Mekabel, Mesora indicates, connotes the sense, writes the Maral, he gave it to Yeshua as a Kinyan Gomer, with all the nuances and all the details. It was a Kinyan Gomer, Belish Shum Mokum Feshichacha. He gave him everything. No coincidence, Rashi writes, Kimur Tzayinam and Alpha Moshe Beinu. Besof Yom of Yeshua, you need me to teach anything else? Yeshua says, don't worry, Rebbe, I got it all. Hachavt it all. And Moshe Cholashal of Naiti was in that star that he saw Yeshua's Godo Kamoso. Al, Yeshua was not the greatest. Yeshua, the Ramban, the beginning of Shlach, he's listed as number 5. Colleague number 3 out of the order of Meraglim and Zuk the Ramban, they're listed in honor of Hashiva. And Yeshua, Machmas is Gedola Shimusha Shato Yosef Limuda. He was able to get all that Torah. Over here also, Mosolo, who is the ultimate Mashamesh? We see from the Medrashe Chazal, Yosef never left his father's side. Gedola Shimusha Shato Yosef Limuda, Brochas Davzayin and Reis of Yochim Mashim Shimim and Achai. He got all the Torah of what? But not Stam all the Torah. Rashi doesn't say that he was Moser to him everything. He was Moser to him everything he got in Shem and Aver. And that needs a discussion. Mesira also connotes, as Rabbi Tzalo Jolti writes in Machon Yerushalayim, Sefer Zikor and the Moron, Habala Mishnas Yavetz, in the Ha'oris of the Mishnas Yavetz in the Hagdom of the Rambam, when the Rambam delineates the transmission of the Torah, the Mesira Satorah, Midor Lador, from Moshe Benu to the Chasima Satam and Ayudei Ravina and Ravashi, the Rambam's choice terminology is Elazar Pinchas V'Yoshua, Shloishtom Kiblu Mimaisha, Umesor L'Yoshua, Elazar Pinchas Mitzanecha, might have had a Bechina and Torah, Godo Mi Yoshua. I but the Mesira, that was solely to Yoshua. Zoktav Betzal Jolti, all the Tetukim, all the Tamei Mitzvahs, that's connoted by Masira. Marshal writes the same thing, Chedushia Goddess, in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Aman Aleph, as does the Be'er Sheva writer in Skuchas Achron Sukkot in Yedalit. The Gemara says, Ein Moser in Torah Liakim. It doesn't say Melamed in Torah Liakim. There are certain halakha, certain things, it's a big deal. Dor Shema Salto Shapeh. Certain things you could teach a guy, but the choice wording is Ein Moser in Torah Liakim. See, it is everything. He gave over the Tiktukim, the Tamim, it's just the Protim, all the details, the manifold nuances, Mechulei. So everything he learned from Shem and Aver, Moser Lo, he gave it to Yaisi Badafka Kenyan Gomer. So what did he give him over? And why Dafka? The learning of Shem and Aver. Why not everything? Famous shtickle of Yaakov Kamenetsky. Twice in his emissary Yaakov embraces the beginning of Ayetse, the beginning of Ayeshev. Rav Yaakov is bothered what was really being taught in the Yeshiva Shem and Aver. Why Chazal Margish the Yeshiva Shem and Aver, and that's the Torah that he gave him. So we discussed in the past, Rav Yaakov doesn't bring it, but the Ramban writes Mephorish, that what were they learning? And the yeshiva of Shem and Aver. So we have the Baal HaTurim who says, Mosolo Rose Tyro. He gave him over Sodas and Rose Tyro. And the Ramban, when the Gedolei Rishonim also writes the same thing. They were learning Sod, Kabbalah. That's what they were giving over. That's why the Nefesh HaChaim writes in Sha'al HaPerach of Aleph, Yaakov can make a cheshbon pre-mat and Torah days, and the world of Kabbalah, he understood that Esav messed up, and that wasn't coming upon him to wed Esav's Basher Delea. He can make a cheshbon marrying two sisters. I, the Torah, is going to forbid it. I, Kedushim, based on Amal, if Yumachav Chesem, always kept the whole Torah before it was given, and even though the Gemara only specifies Avram, right, the Maral, and Tefer Sashor, Prokim Yates, and Chav Avadu, is by Yitzhak and Yaakov, they all kept the Torah. How could they turn? They were keeping it in the world of Sod, Rosh HaTorah, that's what they were learning in the Yeshiva. According to many Shittas in Menorah Shechazal, where did Yitzchak go from 37 to 40? Menorah Shechagoli went to Gan Eden. All the Menorahim state clearly. He was sent to the Yeshiva Shem and Aver. That's what they were learning. What were they learning? Rosi Soda Satori. That's the Ramban, and that's the Baal HaTurim. That's not Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Hazokt of Yaakov Kamenetsky. Lochein Hayetzel Shem and Aver. Hazokt of Yaakov, and him is the Yaakov Vayetze, and again in Vayeshev. Who were the ones who escaped? The Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlogos, surrounded by Rishoyim Gemurim. We know Shem, the son of Noach, he was Nitzel from Dor HaMabul. And Aver, he was also surrounded by Rishoyim. They obviously had a chokmah, how to be surrounded by pernicious influences, by the Rishoyim Gemurim, and still not to be seduced and lured into their evil ways. Mele Yaakov says, before I go to the house of Lavan to find a wife, at the end of Parshas told us, when Yaakov is sent on the way, so what happens? Beginning of Parshas Vayetze, Avayishka v'malkum ahu, Zot Rashi, Halo Shemiyah b'yosa malkum shachavala, Yudal HaChonim sheshimesh v'beis Aver, Halo shachavalayla, he was osik b'Torah. And why did he have to go to Yeshiva Shem and Aver? Terence says, they taught Torah Sagolas, they imbued within Klai Yisrael the ability how to be surrounded by Rishon Gemurim on all sides and not to fall prey and not to be lured into their evil ways. And that's why Yaakov had to go to Melech Zechav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Same with that, Yaakov says, I can't go to the house of Lavan until I prepare for 14 years in the Yeshiva Shem and Aver. So too writes of Yaakov Kamenetsky, if I know Yosef one day is going to go down in Mitzrayim, he's going to go into Golus, I have to prepare him. And what Yaakov accomplished in 14 years, as a pillow, what comes out of not sleeping for a second, Chazal tell us, which we dealt with, maybe a tignaps during the day, maybe 1 hour a day, we went to Cheshvin, the Begadim, Chanoshim, Apilich, Sam Sefer, a big discussion, how much he slept or dozed, but he certainly didn't lie horizontal on the floor to take a Geshmak, a Shluf, Yaakovino, 14 years, and he gives it all. How old was Yosef? 17 years old, but again, Gedula, Shimusha, Shato, Yosef, look how much he got. As a 17-year-old, he got all the Torah for those 14 years. He was able to transmit it to Yosef HaTzadik, and you're going down to Mitzrayim, I have to go in and give him all that Torah. Well, let's make the following diyuk. We see out in the Shemayim, we have, at the beginning of Parshas told us, Vayisotzu Abonim Bekirba, Zog Teheliga Rashi, Kishahaisa, when Rivka would be Overis Al Pisri Torah Shel Shem Ve'Aver, Yaakov Ratzim of Chachis Latze, Shishim Pesach, clearly he had two Beltim Roshes. He had a base medrash of Shem, he had a base medrash of Aver. The Marshal learns in Chodesh HaGodesh, Megillah, Yitzayin, and Aleph. There was a third base medrash, that of Yitzhak Avinu. Either way, she had a base medrash of Shem and a base medrash of Aver. So clearly, you see, they were two, the Pisri Torah Shel Shem and Aver. Pashas, they were two different Beltim Roshes. And now she went where? Avatelech Lidrosh, Zokhtrashi. I'll be the medrash, Lebe. base min Rosh Hashoshem, Svar Machem Rve'ever. So different Nuschos in the Medrash. As she went to seek from who? Shem was a Navi, Eber was her dad. Remember, Eber was the great grandson. Going back to Noach Parag Yud, Psukim Chabez Mahala, we had Shem Apachshad. Shem gave birth to Apachshad, Apachshad gave birth to Shelach, Vishalach, Vishalach, same person, holiness Eber. So he was a great grandson of Shem. She went to the base medrash of Shame, Svar Machem, and we have it in brackets, as she went to the base medrash of Shame Ve'ever. So already you see that there's a Pesach, and at the end of the day it was Shame who answered her, and that's why Shame, and Lamaisa gave the answer, Vehu Amar Lo, and was said Baruch HaKadosh, but in the end of the day, Shame is the one who told her, but she went according to some Neschus, the base medrash of Shame Ve'ever. And then we have Rashi. And what we just read at the beginning, Kamashalomon Bishem Ve'Aver Masalo. So what was going on in the two different Batim Rashis? Now we know when he left Vayetze, there in the beginning of Vayetze, Rashi said clearly that he was Mishamesh, and that's the Loshon Rashi in Megillah Yedayin Amud Aleph. He was Nitimon in Beis Eber, and he was Mishamesh in Beis Eber. And that's not he learned there. Again, let's read. He was Mishamesh in Beis Eber for 14 years. And that was called Beis Eber. None of the Neschos, we don't have Beis Rosh Hashem. That's me. So what's going on with the two different Batim and Rashis? Heard a gewaldige pshat from the son of Rabbi Tzalel Rokov, who was a rov in Gateshead years ago. And he wanted to say, working with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky shtickle, it's very geschmack. Now, Rabbi Yaakov just groups together Shem and Aver, and they were both living in Tzkufa surrounded by Rishoyim, and they were both Nitzel. So they developed the Chokhmah, had to go into Golis, and still stay stark from an Erlich Mechulei. Hamazog Rabbi Tzal Arokiv Zatzal. There's a difference between them. Shem was living in the Dor HaMabul. What was the Dor HaMabul? It was replete with Taiva. It was all about Shtufei Zima. It was all about promiscuity and depravity. And what was Aver? Aver named his son Peleg Shebiyom of Niflagards. He was Aver, symbolic of the Dor HaFlaga. What is Dor HaFlaga? Now promiscuity was Avodah Zarah. It was a world of Sheker. It was a world of Yodeya Esri Bonov and Eskavi Limrobo, the Shema Nimro, Perek Yudah Parshas Noach. That's a Dor of Sheker. Amela Zogtav Etzal Arokiv Yishmak. Yaakov is learning in both Batim and Rashis. He's learning by Shema and he's learning by Aver. He has to know how to deal with what Avodah there are two Batim and Rashis. Where is he running out to? He's running to learn Taira. He wants to get the Taira of Shema, which is how to be Nitzel from Taiva. And he wants to go to the Mishnah of Aver, how to be Nitzel from Sheker and Avodah Zarah. When he's going to base Lovin, Lovin wasn't about Taiva. For Kerter, Ramban even writes that why did Lovin send out Leah and out Rachel? Send out Rachel and out Leah. Zook to Ramban because Leah was already over Bas Mitzvah. You don't send out a Bas Mitzvah girl to be with the male shepherds. Rachel, she was still a Katana. And one of the answers said Yaakov could give her a kiss. Oh, she's still a Katana. We said they were Machben on Tznius, certain level of Tznius. Lovin wasn't about Taiva. Lovin was about Sheker. Lovin was about Avodah Zarah. Vatignov es Hatrofim. He was an idol worshiper. So to Metzal Arokim, now it's Geshmak. Where did he go for 14 years? And the Nuschos that we have, he didn't go to the base verse of Shame. Hayin Nitzman, Vishimesh, Mabes Aver. I like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, but adds Rav Metzal Arokim. He didn't go to the base verse of Shame. Shame has had to be Nitzel from Taiva. He wasn't going into a Mokum of Taiva. He was going now into a Mokum of Sheker, of Odezora. So where does he go? He has to go Medavka to the separate base verse of Aver. All right, it's Kamar Shog of Aldi Geremez. Vayitza Yaakov Mibar Shem. Osios Aver Arba Asar. Aver Arba Asar. Osios Bersheva. He had to go Dafka to base Aver 14 years. Zuktum Nisan outwardly. Mude Nisan. Mi Bersheva Osios Sheba Me Aver. He came Me Aver. That's where he is. That's why Zukti. From Nisan outwards. Aver b'misper kotin is Yudal at 14 years. All the geshmak ramazim, 14 years. Where? And not just he was learning. He was nitman. He buried himself there. He was mishamesh there. Why? Because if you're going to go to Beis Lovin, which is a pleat infested with sheker, with Avodah Zarah, you got to go Davka Beis Aver, who was nitzel from Dor HaFloga, which is the door that one of Avodah Zarah to the world. He had to go Davka to Beis Aver. So now if he has daiti, now it's geshmak. What happens now in the beginning of Ayeshev? Komash shalom and b'shem Aver. Because where's Yosef going now? Yosef is going to Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim all about? Number one, Zimra Susa Zamasovich to Faisima. Amadi has to give over to Yosef everything he learned in the base of Hashem. Had to be Nitzel from Taiva. But Mitzrayim is also the idolatry of the world and the whole polytheistic system of belief and convictions. Worshipping the Son of Chulei. Mitzrayim was characteristic of Sai the Taiva and Sai the Avodah Zarah. Even though all we know about is the base of Aver. L'chaira, give him over Aver. That's what you just spent 14 years. No, Harashi has to bring it all together, and that's why Koma Shalom and Bishem and Aver Masalo. And that's where he gives over. He tells him, "You go down to Mitzrayim. I have to give you the Torah of the base verse of Shem Hadaminitza from Taiva, and no unto that I have to give you the Torah of Aver Hadaminitza from the Avodah Zarah, the Phineas Daiti." That's why he has to give him both from Shem and Aver. And now we can understand the Phineas Daiti. Let's go back to Parshas Toldos. Vatelech Lirushas Hashem. She went to Beis Medrash Hashem. Svar Lachem, no, she went to Shem and Aver. What the Havamim didn't include Aver? Because the Chayra, according to this Yisod, she's going now. Why? Because she's got two kids running around inside of her. So it's a Bata Mekirba. Zakdashi up either Medrash. She goes by Bate Midrash is the Pischi, Beis Medrash of Shem and Aver, Yaakov Zafargis. When she goes to the base of Avodah Zarah, then Yasef Zafargis Latzeis. Amela, where is she going? That's not the base verse of Shem. Shem is the base verse of Yitzhak from Taiva. Svar Machairim say Avado. She's going to go to Shem. Shem's the Gadol. The Mar, Port Sinai, and Gur Aryeh. You don't go to the Kotel, you can go to the Gadol. So what's the Havamina? Why go to Aver when Shem is older? Shem is the great grandfather, the Zaydi, based on Parshas Nayach. She going to the Gadol. What's the Tzat after bringing Aver into the discussion, because she knows when I walk by a base of Avodah Zarah, I see that Esav is a far case Latzis, base of Avodah Zarah. I can't just go to the base of Rosh Hashem. Phineas Daita, I have to go to the base of Rosh of Aver also, because he's the one Nitzel from Avodah Zarah. Have a geshmak and night, Hanukkah Shir, for men and women tonight. And the base finish of Nivergram myself, 18th to 9:15, 2 half-hour back-to-back shiurim. And let's remember to say the same talamot. The bracha will give a clap right before Shemon Esrei. I met Hashem, but same talamot begins tonight. Let's hope Eretz Yisrael. They need Yisrael in the front right now. The Iker Tefillah is, of course, targeting Eretz Yisrael. So the Eretz Yisrael says that Tefillah Simchas of a Gevaldi Gevalch. Akadosh, please.